Anime. We back, baby.
Cool. Oh, is this one of those Japanimation podcasts?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
It's great.
Cool. Excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited that you're here. I don't know. Japanimation, yes. That's what the kids call it nowadays. Japanime.
I think that's a company name. They make Tanto Kyore.
Japanime?
Yeah, Japanime. There you go.
All right, then we'll go with Japanime.
Ah.
Ah. Ha, ha, ha.
Nihonjime.
No. Code Geass R2, episodes 11 and 12 today. Today, we're doing an episode, right now, episode 11, Power of Passion.
Oh, yes.
So this is picking up directly off of episode 10, where the Black Knights and the Lelouch are stuck inside of a mountain.
Which, like, it's a grave. What are you going to do? They're not going to bomb the grave, no. You fucking bum. Like, they're not savages.
Except.
They bomb the grave because they're savages.
Because the Chinese Federation's like, yo, that's a fucking grave. And they've captured our princess. But guess what? She can just die there.
And we'll just bury her where she stands.
Because we got another princess on the way.
She'll just be a puppet, bitch.
Realizing this, realizing that the eunuchs are bad, bad boys, Xing Ji, or Jing, the Chinese military...
Zuge Liang.
Yes, him. He's like, what the fuck? I'm gonna go save my girl at the Black Knights. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, please, please, anybody, save my woman.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Just save her.
And so...
like, Lelouch is like, request fulfilled!
He's like, I hear you calling for God, so here I am.
I hear you calling for God.
And Lelouch busts out his brand new nightmare frame that has the technology from last season's nightmare frame with the wicked shield and the wicked cannon. Only it's been upgraded.
Yeah, but now he can shoot crystals.
Yeah. And he's got a crystal shield and boom, boom.
This has probably the most baller scene Lelouch has ever been in.
Yeah.
Where his mech lays back in a shield.
Yeah.
Shoots a chest beam, shoots a chest crystal, which then shoots a beam into the crystal, which then causes a moving AoE laser beam.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some rad shit.
Yep. And it's totally up Lelouch's style, because he doesn't have to do shit.
He just sits back and kills everybody.
Yeah. At the same time, Lelouch has also pre-recorded the Chinese eunuch saying how they're basically going to, like, toss away their current empress and do whatever they can so that they could side with Britannia.
Yep.
And he releases this to the entire country of China. And so there's rebellions everywhere. Yeah. And basically, the eunuchs have lost all their positions of power.
And then at that point, Britannia is just like, we out, dog.
Yeah, like, we can't be part of this shit.
Yeah.
Peace.
Even young Hitler was like, you know, a nation is not the government. A nation is its people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you have that stance? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to kill every nation. Like,
but yes, but he also wants people to trust him, so he has to have that.
Yeah.
So it ends up that the Black Knights win. Most of the Chinese corruption is gone.
The eunuchs get fucking demolished.
Yeah. Xing Ji ends up becoming the faux leader with the...
the little princess.
Yeah, of the new reformed, of the United States of China.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colin and the Gurren type 2 have been captured still.
Yeah, so they thought they were with the eunuchs, but it turns out that they, because they were prisoner of war, they sent them with Suzaku.
Yeah.
And it's like, that bitch.
Yeah, Suzaku has her.
That bitch.
He has her.
I think the really interesting thing here too was Lelouch taking the risk. But with the greater reward of kind of letting the leader of China, the princess there, like, decide if she wants to side with him or not, right? Mm-hmm. Where that whole scene where he's just like, listen, I'm not going to force you.
Yeah.
But we're here for you, as you can see.
Yes.
Right? Like, but do what you will. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, because she agreed in under those terms, he's thus got the... like, ultimate loyalty
from
baller-ass samurai man,
who's
actually Chinese samurai man, and the people of China.
Yeah. He's gained their trust without having to use the Geass.
Yeah, because he was going to be like, I could just use the Geass.
Like, he's got their legitimate trust. He didn't have to buy them this time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good turning point. Like, it shows that, like, he's in it, but he's not willing to sacrifice human morals. Yeah.
Even the eunuchs were like, oh, I can't believe Zero of is all such people. An idealist,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
When they're saying that, like, oh, we're just gonna kill her, who gives a shit, whatever. Yeah. And he's just like, how could you do this? Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was a good episode.
It was good. Yeah. I would say that was a solid episode.
Like, it had a good conclusion. We had a couple things. And then there's episode 12, Love Attack.
The majority of this episode is boring, but let's continue.
So this is kind of a filler episode. It's basically a break in the season where we've kind of just been running at full steam ahead up until this point.
Yes.
And so this is kind of like, all right, let's tone it back. We need some fun times. And it's essentially, I'm pretty sure this is like the last instance of the school shenanigans.
Ooh, good.
Like, this is it. And I think they're tied off with a bow because basically Millie, the president,
yep.
is graduating. Mm-hmm. And she's graduating not early, but like earlier in the year, but because she was held back, whatever, she's whatever. And so she's going to graduate mid-year, so they have a last big hurrah for her. And her game is, for her last day celebration, she wants to play Cupid's Day.
Which is a dumb game she just made up.
Yes, basically everyone has a heart hat, and if you steal someone else's heart hat...
And you put it on your head.
They're your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, just automatically.
I kind of want to play.
That seems like a dicey game.
Oh, I want to play. I want to play.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what that is.
Yep.
And
like that takes so much of the episode.
That is the episode.
But also within the episode, we get that two of the Knights of the Round become students.
Yeah.
Lelouch is, we learn that fucking maid lady.
Oh, Sayoko.
Yeah, Sayoko is also a fucking ninja.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's not, her official title is I'm the 37th master of the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so she's a fucking, yeah, she's a ninja, whatever.
Yeah.
And
when Lelouch is gone, she basically she takes the place of Lelouch. She becomes Lelouch. She
set him up on 104 dates within one day.
Yeah, she kissed.
She kissed Millie.
No,
not Millie. What's her name?
Shirley.
Shirley. That shows how much I care about this character. Yeah. Kisses Shirley. This is the episode where I felt that like the school stuff is being very forced.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, Lelouch could have thought of a way for him to just be like, I'm not coming to school anymore. Right? He doesn't really have to keep up appearances.
I think you have to remember, though, like, there was that episode, remember, where he remembered that the reason he's doing this is so that he can have times like this with his friends.
Yeah.
And that, like, he wants to build a world that's fun like this for Nunnally.
But I took that as he wants to have those times in the future.
Yeah, but I think, I you're right, but I think it's just, I don't know. You can't.
It's a high school based anime. Yeah. We need high school.
Yeah, like we kind of need that. But yeah, shenanigans ensue. Basically, president puts a special incentive to capture Lelouch,
mm-hmm.
and the whole school's after him. But at the end of the day, Shirley gets the hat through cute little circumstances, and they have a moment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't kiss, but they have a moment.
Yeah.
And that's more or less the episode. Until the final 30 seconds, Orange-kun
mm-hmm.
has been seen in the past two episodes, like, in just like sparingly.
Yeah, he's just there.
And you basically,
he's got a golden eye.
Yeah, you basically get the idea that like he has been rebuilt.
Yeah,
he has been improved.
Yeah.
And he's been given a special power.
He has
the Gyas.
I was gonna say, if you don't remember it, it's very simple.
I can't remember.
It's the Gyas Canceller.
Canceller! I wanna say, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He cancels anyone that a Gyas. Like, it's basically AoE, kind of like.
He undoes Gyas.
He undoes Gyas powers.
Yeah. And for some, I don't know why he does it in this episode, but he just activates it randomly.
Yeah, just to test it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shirley is within the sphere.
Yeah. Like, he's in a skyscraper. Shirley's on the on the streets walking in the rain, mm-hmm. being like, oh, Lelouch, Lelouch, Lelouch. And he activates it, and Shirley suddenly gets every memory back.
Yeah, it's kind
of every nutty. Fucking thing back.
It's kind of nutty.
And
it's a game changer, yes, let's say.
Yeah. And yeah, so she remembers who Lelouch is, mm-hmm. the real Lelouch, who yeah. Zero is. She remembers shooting people.
Yes.
She remembers who killed her dad.
Yes.
She is about to get spicy with Shirley.
Especially because in the episode preview, they're still hanging out at the school somehow.
Yeah. Well, they're hanging out because the Emperor rewrote all their memories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? So.
Oh, I guess she would remember that then, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she knows everything now.
Shirley has, within the last 30 seconds of a joke episode, become the most important character.
Yes.
And I hate it.
Oh.
Because I don't like Shirley.
Shirley, like, I like Shirley, but only because she's trying so hard.
I think that's why I don't
like her. She's done nothing. She's never put a foot wrong. She's always trying hard. She just wants what's best.
But Nina, though.
Well, let's not even go. Fuck Nina.
Fuck Nina.
I said this at the start. Fuck Nina.
All right. We're still getting... Yeah, I'm still on the fuck Nina train.
The other thing that happened in this episode is Cordelia has made her return.
Oh, yeah. Apparently she was just like traveling the wilderness like Miyamoto Musashi.
Yeah, she's looking for something.
Yeah, she was studying... While you were here... politicking, I was studying the blade. Like, that's basically what she was doing.
Yeah, like, I don't know what... They haven't revealed what she was looking for, but she has found it now.
Yeah.
So I think that'll happen in the next episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this episode is more or less just a filler. Like, it's just shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. That's more or less it.
Some wild shit.
Yeah, so that's it for this week's anime
this update. Episode could have been 30 seconds.
It could have been. But we saw some stuff.
Yeah. We also get, what was it? Millie also called off the engagement with the engineer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, as did the engagement announcement, serves no fucking purpose to the story whatsoever.
Now you know she's a weather lady.
She can do the weather.
She lived her dream
of being a weather lady.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to go to a prestigious school for that.
That's just it. She was born into money, and she doesn't want that. Like, that's her whole arc. She doesn't want the. She doesn't want the life of nobility.
Oh, I never really got that.
Like, yeah, like Ashford Academy.
Yeah, I know she was born into money. Like, she's
like rich, you know her last privileged. Name is Ashford, right?
Yeah,
like
she's rich, privileged, whatever.
Yeah,
I know that, but I never got the sense from her that she didn't want what she had.
Yeah,
it always seemed just like she was just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah, but no, she never wanted it.
Yeah,
so that's what that's about. There you go.
I'll take the money. It's cool.
Cool. Yeah, we'll come back next week with episodes 13 and 14, and some shit's going to happen.
I hope so.
All right.
Listen, they canceled her Gios.
The Gios canceler.